This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Hiya, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are we?
And it's bang on 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Ooh, and 31 seconds.
Question, what is something that you guys have been close to or have slept in for? Because this morning on the show, I couldn't find, I got a call that woke me at 6:30 from producer Callum. And yeah, I can't believe how much I was just out cold. I
don't think I've ever slept in.
That's a good question for the show.
What have you slept in for?
Yeah. I used to sleep in. I used to have to do like on call on the weekends when I worked in AA Roadwatch, and you basically just had to wake up and like check if
you're
checked
needed
by the website if the person who's supposed to be in came in, because if they didn't make it in, then like they'd miss their like bulletins on RTE and stuff, and then you'd have to come in as the on call person. Very, very boring. But I used to go out all the time, like on a Friday night, and then just like wake up at like 10 in the morning, and I would have had to have supposed to check at like 7, and I'd be like, I'd wake up at 10 and be like, book, check the website, I'd be like, oh thank god they're in.
Yeah, see,
and it'd be like panic. Bulletin was
anxious.
Literally 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I'd
so
be too anxious to sleep in and shit for things like that, like, or even like,
but that I didn't actually have to go anywhere.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it was just like, I just didn't really.
Do you remember the buzz? I remember it happened in our family home like maybe once ever, but I remember it like it was on a school day and the whole house slept in. Do you know, because
no
like,
way.
Oh, unreal.
These are the times when you didn't even have an alarm on your phone. Even.
Yeah, your
mom would come in and call you, or your dad would come in being like, my dad was a divil as well, and he still does this to this day. He exaggerates time so much. Like, he'd call you for school and you need to be up at like 10 to 8. He'd be like, would you get up? It's 8:15.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, Jesus. And then it's like, fucking 10 to 8. You catch me every time.
My mom used to tell us 5 more minutes in bed.
Yeah.
But she'd give us like half an hour.
Oh, that's so nice.
So,
yeah. God, I feel sorry for my mom. Like, I was such a little bitch. Like,
I
wasn't mean, but like, I was, yeah, she'd be like, Aisling, I've called you 7 times out. And then I'd be like, I'm up. And then she would hear my feet finally hit the floor.
Yeah.
You'd specifically do it loudly so she knew you were up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Start moving stuff around your room. Yeah. Honestly, getting the thing from your dad, like, I remember when we were, you know, like dads and like airports and like going on holidays and
being
stuff
organized.
Like that. Yeah. So I remember leaving France and we were like on an early flight or something. And he came and he was like, David, you supposed to be up 30 minutes ago. And it's that feeling of, oh my god, this was last year, by the way. This was last year, and he's still terrifying. Do you know what I mean?
I'm
a 28 year old man, and still he is terrifying.
Yeah,
Callum, we were just saying on the back of me almost sleeping in this morning, have you ever slept in on something important? No, I'm gonna say no.
No,
of course
you miss a flight for your
sugar. You
apart
didn't
from that, that just already counts.
Just a bloody sad dude. He missed.
Yeah, it was earlier on in the year. I think it was like March or something.
Was March?
We
I remember.
To go to Germany, and it was my alarm was set for as I would set it for work in the morning. It was 5:15, so I was like, I'll be fine with this. It's just like getting up for work. For some unbeknown reason, I think it was in my mind that I knew that I wasn't at work.
Yeah.
That I was just like, oh, why is that going off?
You don't need
back to sleep.
I also feel like you just didn't want to go.
Maybe it was that.
There was some unconsciousness going on there.
Yeah. How do I sell this morning show? There was a lot to it. Help.
There was lots going on. There was. I've given my my sheet to Michaela, but we had obviously Swaptember. We talked about an OnlyFans star who has incredible name called Brecky Hill.
And
we
got
did
the
some
most
breakfast food puns.
And we got the most scandalous stories in about weddings.
Oh yeah.
That were most juicy.
Can I give you a stat?
Yes.
I love a stat.
11, 12, 13, 40.
They're not stats, they're numbers.
15, 16, 17, 18.
You need to put a percentage beside it to make it a stat.
We had 19 different callers on this morning.
Wow.
Dear God.
Between callers and voice notes.
That must be an all-time high.
That also includes the AI voice notes.
Yeah, but that counts. That
counts. Well, they're people in touch.
If you're wondering why we had to use AI voice notes, it's based on the scandalous stories that were coming in about weddings, so people wanted to stay anonymous.
Everyone wanted to be anonymous.
Enjoy that juicy listen back, and we're back tomorrow from 7.
See ya.
Oh, yeah! Spin 1-3 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Yeah. Spins fully charged.
Are you guys ready?
Is on.
Good morning. It's Tuesday. It is just 2 minutes after 7 on the 19th September. 19th.
I know. It's flying in. Anyway, good morning.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Emma. What the hell? That's mad. Hi, you just like appeared there and we haven't seen you all morning.
No.
That's so mad.
You're a rat, you are.
What time did you get here? Like a minute ago?
3 minutes ago.
Oh my God, that's so weird. I thought we were supposed to come in at like 6:15.
I know, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. What time did you get in at, Dave?
I got in at 6:10.
Yeah, I got in at like 6:15. Callum, producer Callum was in as well.
6 a.m, yeah.
That's weird.
Did you come in for 6:15 today? Wouldn't we like it to be
at 6:15? You had to throw it back.
You're normally a bit later than that.
What happened? You were dead asleep,
I was dead asleep, yeah. 3 alarms went off in harmony, as they always do. The wristwatch, the physical alarm.
All at the same time.
They go off within a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, intermittently is best.
Yeah. So they all went off as usual. And as usual, I'd turn off the watch and the other one and I'd leave the snooze going on the phone for another few minutes. And then the next thing I noticed was my phone was ringing and producer Callum was ringing me.
Oh.
And it was honestly... Jess is so lucky. Imagine him having been the first voice you wake up to.
Oh, will you stop licking up just because you were late, for God's sake?
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a lovely voice.
No,
oh.
No. He was so calm. Because I think let's do the play-by-play. You were like, hey, Emma, just checking, are you okay? And I think I was like, oh, sorry. And producer Callum was like, hey, just letting you know, like, it's 6:30. Are you all right? And I was like, oh, Jesus, 6:30. Oh, God, Callum, I'm very sorry about that. Callum, I'm very sorry.
Emma's going to start purposely coming in late so she could be woken up by producer Callum.
And then instead of being like, would you get it together and come in, he was like, just take your time and be safe coming in. We'll see you when you're ready.
The roads were wet. I didn't want you thinking to rush.
Yeah.
There is that internal panic. I've done it before where I think I'm going to be late. And I actually turn up like still 5 minutes early, but
that's so you.
Being late, I think, is the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, it's
and I do this thing to the three of you when you're not here for like 6:15 to check your WhatsApp online status. But Emma's hidden her WhatsApp online status.
Yeah, mine's hidden as well. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I hate people like you.
I know, I hate them as well.
Very annoying, because I need to see if people when they've last been online, especially to make sure that they're still alive.
Yeah, as a single person, you can't be doing that because you just start playing games in your head. Can't be doing it.
Really?
I'm just the person who checks up on all of my friends.
I think turning off the online is a game in itself.
I don't think
so. Crafty little singletons.
The people I respect more than, say, Dave for turning it off is the people who don't have their red receipts on. I'm like, good for you.
Oh,
like,
I hate that.
Nokia 3310.
What are you trying to hide?
Nothing to hide. It's none of your business. You know? Anyway, Callum, I'll sort it out for you. Don't you cat now. I said what I said. Fully charged. Recharged. Doja Cat and Paint the Town Red on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. What a song that is. What
morning.
That was lovely. Singing there, Emmy ahead.
Thanks very much.
We're getting there.
She a bad little beast, she a rebel.
Nice. It's kind of down in your register of choice, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed.
Emma likes a low sing.
I do. Because I can't sing high for the life of me. I will be singing at the radio no matter what though this Friday night, because live on Spin from 7 o'clock, Calvin Harris in the mix, a set of his from Ushuaia, if you don't mind.
So cool.
Calvin Harris on Spin. Like, do you think he's going to have to get one of our little tag things for
him? Yeah, he's going to get a fob and everything.
Do you think
he'll
have to do the cash machine?
As in he'll do the call?
Yeah, no, as in just the read, like.
Oh, yeah.
And today there's £100,000 and, I mean, euro in the cash machine. Sorry, Ireland.
Do you think he'll have to give a mention to our show back on Monday and swap timber?
Yeah, he probably will. He'll have to play out some of our clips. Emma, Dave and Ashley are doing a swap timber thing. Something about a period machine. Quite fully briefed.
Oh, them lads are always at it.
Crazy kids in the morning here on Spin.
Friday night, Calvin Harris on Spin. Can't believe I'm saying that. What a buzz. Hannah Lang's on the way in a sec with Roro for his choice of Anne. This is Rush. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Van and Rush on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Don't be rushing this morning. There's branches down and bits on the road after the storm last
night. Yeah, it was really, really grim outside.
Yeah, very much so. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. Good morning.
Good morning. What better way to start a Tuesday by letting you know that the Brits are at it again?
Oh, fantastic. That's been a while. Like 2 days.
Yeah. There's a day since the Brits were at it.
Oh, two.
Well, there's a magazine in the UK called the Radio Times. And since its very first issue in 1999, 2023. They kind of claim that they're the authority on best TV and radio out there.
My dad loves Radio Times.
Yeah, they know
it's basically
what's good.
A TV guide.
Yeah, it is basically. It's like the RT guide, but like on steroids, isn't it?
They
think that they're to TV what Vogue is to fashion, I think, what Radio Times thinks
very
of themselves.
Good, yeah. Okay.
But Radio Times have done up a list of the 100 greatest TV shows. They haven't asked the public's thoughts on this. They just went ahead and did it.
So some random girl in the canteen was like, do you know what? I know what I'm banging out tomorrow.
Some random intern or something. Went, right, let's compile a load of them and put a load of numbers
on
them.
And this is now the Bible.
This is now the Bible, yeah. So they went ahead and did it. The list is a little bit bizarre. Keep in mind, this is 100 of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Okay,
I'm with you.
TV shows. What do you think of when I say TV shows?
Oh, New Girl, obviously.
New Girl, good choice.
Because it's English, I'm thinking like, I don't know, Gavin and Stacey or something.
Gavin and Stacey.
I bet you it's full of British things, is it?
Number 100 on the list is The Funeral of Queen Elizabeth II.
What? Wait, is the list called TV shows?
This is TV shows. 100 of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Oh my God. I love series 3 of that.
When she comes back.
Yeah, the cliffhanger at the end of season 1 really got me.
Yeah. So that's 100. 98, I'm not going to go through all of them, just a couple of things that I find interesting. Number 98 on the list is the Prime Minister's coverage of the COVID crisis.
What the hell?
In 2020.
TV show?
100 of the greatest TV shows of all time.
What the hell?
But number 96, we have Succession.
Oh. Well done, Succession.
91, we go to Breaking Bad. 75, The Simpsons. 45, we go to Fawlty Towers.
Sorry, how are Breaking Bad and things
and
then in the
Towers
90s
is ahead at 45.
There's so much wrong with this list.
Callum, what are they at?
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at this and saying that Breaking Bad is only a few places above Boris Johnson telling everyone to stay inside.
Yeah.
That's wild. Poor Walter White.
Number 26 on the list of the greatest TV shows of all time is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Well done, Greg James.
But like, on radio.
That shows that we could be in TV lists someday, hopefully. That's brilliant.
It's so confusing.
Like, Greg James literally, like us, would put up a little video from the studio on Instagram. Does that make it a TV show?
Nothing on TV at all.
No.
So, so bizarre. Number 23 on the list is the World Cup final in 1966, which was England versus Germany, 4-2.
Classic.
Well, England won that one, so I just suppose that warrants it.
It's not a TV show.
It's so bizarre.
Is this because of the crisis when the strike at the moment? They're going to like.
That's
games
kind of more American, I think, though. Like, I know. The UK don't have anything to do with that. So, like, and they've had some really good TV shows.
They have.
Do you know what I mean? So, number one on the list of the 100 greatest TV shows of all time, and you'll love this, Emma, is Desert Island Discs, which is very famously
a radio show. That is so funny.
What is going on in the UK?
Are you sure it said TV show?
That's what it said. 100 greatest TV shows of all time.
What,
number one
on
the list is Desert Island Discs.
Callum, come on. Can you speak to your people?
Where is I'm a Celeb?
If I can only apologise, but doesn't it just go to prove that radio is king?
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Got it in there.
That's
Hannah
it.
Lang roaring out. This is Good Love here at Spin. Baby No Money, Rich Brian and Edamame May here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. 21 minutes after 7. Morning. Hope you're good this morning.
Morning.
It was a lucrative day in the courts yesterday, which we love. We love when people get their fines in and the courts get all the money from the people.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
So yesterday, €370,000 worth of M50 toll fines were collected from 26 motorists.
Whoa.
Average fine of $14,000 per person.
I don't remember adding Frank Rainey to the show.
No. $370,000 between how many?
26 people.
Oh my
God. Absolutely shocking.
A scandalo, yeah. One driver used the M50 nearly 500 times without paying, and their fine was about $19,000. Yeah.
Oh my
king.
God.
Don't do that.
What a king.
Speaking of kings, though, there was a king in the court yesterday. This is a man called, I'll call him Stephen. He's named in full in the article, but this man, like, I wouldn't want him coming for me because he just has his shh together. So this man, Stephen, had just 7 unpaid journeys on the M50, but still ended up in court because obviously maybe he got all the letters and still wasn't paying the fines, etc.
Oh my God, this gives me such secondhand anxiety because I've been there with the letters piling up and then ringing me like, oh lads, I'm really sorry. How much, like, oh God, please tell me,
don't take me to court.
Stephen had a plan. Stephen decided he was going down swinging in court yesterday, and I respect him greatly. He decided he was going to represent himself in court.
I love when people do that.
Yeah, I'm going in blind.
It's always the most bizarre people to do that as well.
Yeah, there's no man more bizarre than Stephen. Stephen believed he had an ironclad defence when he went in there yesterday. He marched in and argued that not only should he have to pay his fine, but that the transport infrastructure of Ireland didn't have the authority to enforce tolls at all. So essentially kind of not only representing himself, but all other 25 motorists in the room. He cited, they're ready for this, the Earl John's Charter to Dublin from the year 1192, which says that everyone under the dominion of Dublin is exempt from tolls.
Oh. Hmm.
This man, Stephen, is from Kilkenny, so that would make him outside the dominion of Dublin. But wait, he had a defence for that too, because the more modern text, the Magna Carta Hiberniae from the year 1216.
Great year.
Extended the exemption of tolls across the country.
Okay.
Is that legit?
According to these texts, yes.
Can you tell me what a Magna Carta is? Because I don't know what that is.
It's like an old king's charter that was like placed upon Ireland, just like laws.
Okay.
Like a legal book from over 800 years ago.
That sounds fantastic.
Of course, the current laws override those old laws.
Do they, though?
And Stephen paid his fee of 1,077 euro.
Oh, Stephen.
Plus the TII's legal fees. But it kind of inspired me, and I'd love to see people taking this initiative going forward, just going in there, seeing what you can get out of it. He's probably going to have to pay the fee anyway. So, you know, why bother getting a rep? Do a bit of research yourself, and I'm just going to put two scenarios forward that I would like somebody to try.
Okay.
And see if it works.
Okay.
If you refuse to show up for work on Sundays and you're in front of the Workplace Relations Commission or whatever court you would end up in for that terrible crime, I think you could cite the Bible's Ten Commandments.
Yes, you could.
Commandment number 3, remember to keep holy the Lord's Day.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, yeah.
Don't need to work on Sundays anymore, baby.
Yeah.
And the second one I'd like someone to try, if you end up in front of a judge for leaving a restaurant without paying the bill, you could quote from the Quran.
Okay.
Which says, don't remain in the prophet's home unnecessarily after a meal.
Well, that's very true. Eat and get out and be done.
Wipe your hands. Brush your feet off.
So don't pay your tolls, don't pay your bill at the dinner table and be like Stephen.
And don't go to work and be like Stephen.
And I feel sorry for
and represent
Stephen
yourself in court.
Morning. Here is new Fred again at Spin. This one is called Adore You. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Spin, fully charged.
Fred again, Obonjiar and Adore You on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Fred again, funny name, very catchy, and I've never even thought about this much, but I've just had a quick Google. Any ideas what his real name is?
Oh, Fred. It's Fred again.
Fred again. That's really good. Like Matthew Squared.
Is it not Fred at all?
It's Fred. Well, it's Frederick. Okay.
Frederick.
And it's he's got 3 names and then a surname.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's quite long.
Frederick Bruno Hansen Bellingham the 3rd.
Great shout, but no. As in, based on his name, I understand why he went with, let's change it up maybe.
Fred Agan.
Agan, very good. His real name is Frederick John Philip Gibson. Meh.
Oh.
I would also
couple of royals in there.
Fred again.
Yeah. That's kind of posh.
We'll stick with Fred again.
Give me it again.
Frederick John Philip Gibson.
Yes. Frederick John Philip.
It reminds me of maybe he's got a dad who's like, don't be doing that DJing. Why are you not going to Yale?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand up. It's Frederick.
John Philip Gibson.
Spins fully charged with now.
Joe Curry, MK, Rita Ora and Drankin on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
So I don't know if you saw this. This is all over my TikTok, but there's 2 influencers in America who are currently having a feud. What it's about is pretty stupid. Basically, one of them, who's called Olivia Dunn, is dating this baseball player called Paul. Olivia is a massive TikToker and she's also a gymnast. The other one, the other girl that she's, the other like influencer that she's kind of feuding with, I'll tell you her name in a minute, refuses to believe that Olivia is dating Paul and keeps saying things on podcasts like, yeah, she's not dating him. Pictures mean nothing, etc.
Oh, what the hell? Petty little row. Yeah, like, leave it out.
And then, like, in the podcast, she's, like, wearing the guy's baseball jersey. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's so
there's a little bit of a feud going on. Anyway, Babe. That's not what matters. That's not why I'm bringing you this. The thing that I think is interesting about the story is the girl who's doing the podcast and the stuff is called Brecky Hill.
Like, Brecky
like
Hill.
Becky Hill, but this girl is called Brecky Hill.
I assume she wasn't christened Brecky.
I don't know. I think maybe she was. She's
honestly,
a TikToker. She's an OnlyFans star and her name is Brecky Hill. And I think this is just gas.
If she is a TikToker and an OnlyFans star, she's definitely playing on the name for clicks.
Yeah,
surely
maybe.
If you look up Becky Hill, she's going to come up with a suggestion underneath.
But is like, she based in America?
Yeah, she's based in America.
I don't know if they would know Becky Hill in America.
I don't think they would.
She's very English-like.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think she'd be quite a European
Brecky,
artist.
Brecky, as a first name.
Her name must be Brecky.
Oh, guys, we'd like to bring you to this church this evening to christen our daughter. This is Brecky.
But it must be like...
But they also wouldn't say Brecky for breakfast over
there.
No,
they wouldn't.
So they are probably just like, that's a word.
So, Callum, any update? Is Brecky a short name? Or?
I'm just having a search. She doesn't have a Wikipedia page, so she hasn't kind of made it big.
Yeah.
But everything is saying that that is her real name.
Maybe her name is Rebrecca.
Wow, Rebrecca. I have a Wikipedia page and you don't. Look at that. Anyway.
Do you have a Wiki page?
I actually have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I've been on it.
It's weird. And it was only updated recently.
I don't know who's looking after that.
I don't even know how to update it, so I swear on my life it's not me. I don't even know how to do that. But anyway, Brecky Hill obviously not doing too well. She doesn't have a Wikipedia page. You'll get there, hun, don't worry. But obviously we play Becky Hill tunes all the time on Spin. Mm-hmm. Now, there's this other kind of celebrity. She doesn't have a Wikipedia page, but we'll call her a celebrity. Brecky Hill. And we do the Brecky Show, as in breakfast.
Yes, we do.
So for the life of me, for the last 24 hours since I found out about this person, I cannot stop coming up with breakfast names for celebrities.
Yes!
Like it will not go out of my head.
Yeah, Brecky Hill, just love going for Brecky. Like.
Yeah, so yeah, Becky Hill, we have Brecky Hill.
Yeah, yeah, like maybe then there's a Brunchy Hill.
That's a good one. So we have Jessie J.
Rice.
Jessie OJ.
Jesse OJ.
Ah, yeah. Perfect.
Jesse Jam.
Have you got any in your head?
My brain's in overdrive. Jung Cook Those Sausies.
That's actually very good. From BTS, that's very good.
Well, I'm just looking because we literally just played Rita Ora. What about Rita Porridge?
Porridge, yeah.
Rita Orange Juice was right there.
Right there.
Yeah. Iced tea spiced?
Iced tea spiced, yeah.
I had Egg Sheeran.
Very good.
Oh, I was thinking of Bread Sheeran.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one.
What about instead of Fred again, fried eggs again?
Yeah, fried eggs again.
We love a stretch.
Always Peggy Gooey Egg.
Love.
Yeah, love. That's good.
Yeah, love.
Again, you remember your man Ash Ketchum, the guy from Pokemon?
Yes.
How did you think of him?
Brown ketchups.
How are you doing this? This is really impressive.
Oh.
And why did Ash Ketchum come to your mind?
Emma's never normally good at this.
Yeah,
Burn-a-boy. Burn-a-toast.
You're just inserting words into the middle. Bruno Mars Malade.
That's brilliant.
Speaking of toast... Toast Malone?
Toast Malone! Yeah. Brilliant.
Whoa. SZA Link Sausages.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Keen to Croissants.
Very good.
10 out of 10. I'm running low, lads. I'm running low.
Johnny Depp Pancakes.
You ruined it.
Yeah, we got a letter in there to work. Instead of Mariah Carey, you've got Fryer Carey.
Fry up.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm feeling a little nice. I've got some IMC cinema passes in my back pocket. If you can come up with some celebrities and breakfast food, and we have to really belly laugh.
Okay, I have one for you. Pancake Gyllenhaal.
That's good. It's Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's I Don't Care on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Morning.
Morning. We've been talking about this influencer called Brecky Hill and we think that's hilarious because it sounds like Brecky.
Yeah.
Well, it is Brecky.
Well, it literally is Brecky.
It is Brecky.
Breckying up celeb names on the show this morning. The proudest one I have is Sizzling Sausages.
Very good.
Very good. Loads of messages in here as well. Carol says David Breckyham. That's good. David
Breckham. Oh, very good.
Breckham.
That's clever.
Breckham.
That's good.
He could just come with Breckham, but he's got Breckham. Sean says Kanye West Salmon. I think it's a play on John West. Tins
the
of
West
salmon.
Salmon, yep.
Kanye West.
I thought it was tuna, not salmon, but okay.
I think both. Dean says Callum Scotched Egg for Callum Scott.
Thank you.
Scotched Egg.
Brilliant.
Very good.
Milana's been on as well.
This is all making me very hungry. What about Jam Bon Jovi?
Yeah!
I think that might work, maybe.
That's genius!
That's very good.
Jam Bon Jovi.
That's brilliant.
David is standing by. What have you got, David?
Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch bread.
Batch bread.
Really, you don't even need the bread. Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch is perfect.
Batch bread.
Yeah, like, very good.
It's very good.
Oh, Cumberbatch bread. Yes. That's so... I didn't even get that.
It's a tinker, man.
It is a tinker. Very, very good.
It is, yeah.
Well, I love done. That. Well done.
I think that deserves a pair of IMC Cinema passes for show.
Well done, David.
Brilliant.
Thank well done,
thanks very much.
See you, David. Bye.
Bye-bye. We're calling you now, Adam. Your number ends in 40. Hello, Adam. It's Emma, David, and Aisling.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. Breakfasting up celebrity names. What have you got?
Oh, we've got Billy Full Irish.
That's so good. That's so good.
That was a sitting duck. Well done.
Billy Full Irish.
Billy Full Irish. Oh,
we belly
laugh. Gonna say it. Belly laugh. Yeah. IMC Cinema passes to you. Well done.
Nice bye. One.
Thanks very much.
See you later.
Very good.
Lovely Georgia Smith, everybody. Woo! Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. S-E-I-N. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Hello, how are you? Emma, Dave, and Aisling with you here on Spin. It is the 19th of September and just 4 minutes after eight now. What's the crack?
What's good?
Have you seen this? Ash, we've got two men in the room. Producer Callum and
I've seen this. We've two men in the room.
Yeah, regrettably.
Have you seen this? No, have you seen this TikTok trend, I meant? This TikTok trend has garnered more than 1 billion views.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
Thick and fast, and I want an honest answer from the two men in the room because this has been blowing my mind online the last few days. Ash,
I think I know what it is too.
Yeah.
And I never know TikTok trends, so I'm very happy with myself.
Yeah. So basically, what's happening on TikTok, and this started by one user and just gained so much traction. TikTok users have been asking any man at all, their boyfriends, their fathers, a lad on the street, the question, how often they think about the Roman Empire.
Why? Why are they asking people?
Because
that?
This just started once, and when this girl's boyfriend responded, like, every day, she was like, sorry? Right? Like, what do you mean every day? And then once this started and people started doing it, they realized the dude seemed to be
thinking about the Roman Empire
a huge amount more than you would think. Like, I can't remember the last time it's crossed my mind. Maybe when I was looking up flights to Rome 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Producer Callum and Dave, are you on board with this? Can you throw the odds off a bit?
I think of the Roman Empire every time I see an old building. I think of the Roman Empire every time I see a horse.
A horse?
What? No, yeah.
Every time I see a horse pulling one of those things around St. Stephen's Green, I think of the Roman Empire.
Why? What about it?
Because like chariots and gladiators and the big Colosseum thing. Yeah. Like that.
What you call the big Colosseum?
Like it happens a lot more often than you'd think.
I'm going to stand up for all men here who aren't as stupid as Dave, and I can possibly say I've never thought actively about the Roman Empire.
Thank you.
I was even in Rome in the Colosseum, and I didn't really think, oh, the Roman Empire.
All I'm thinking of in Colosseum when I was in Rome was how are people getting over these, like, how are the gladiators getting over these bumpy roads?
Look, Rome is a natural place to think about the Roman Empire.
Well,
you'd be excused for thinking about it there. Honestly, I think it's weird that you didn't think about the Roman Empire once while you're standing in the Colosseum. Were you just on your phone?
No, I was enjoying the surroundings. I'll happily go on record and say I think about the Viking settlement on Lidl on Angel Street more than I do the Roman Empire.
When one TikTok user asked her brother how often he thinks about the Roman Empire, he said 2 to 3 times a week. She didn't believe him. She went to his computer and he showed her a replica of the Colosseum he built on Minecraft, which he said took him weeks.
See, like, I think it's very interesting. Thing.
Yeah,
but there's also a lot of other things to think about. It's quite.
Did you ask your boyfriend Alex about this?
I didn't. No.
Okay.
Alex strikes me as a man who would think about it.
Well, he's of Greek heritage, so he might be more of the Grecian empire.
Yeah, okay. Well, it might be a touchy subject.
Yeah, I don't think that would go down well. Yikes.
Okay, look, if you are a guy and you honestly think about the Roman Empire more than once a month, I'm interested.
That's a tiny amount. I think about it at least 3 times a week.
What the hell?
Yeah! Emma, Dave, and Aisling's. Okay, I got that. Golden ticket.
Yep, we just launched the brand new golden ticket yesterday. And this one again with Sunway.
But we would like to send you on a city break. We think, you know what, let's stay cool. It's that time of year where people just jet off for a few days now, Thursday to Sunday maybe. Or a Thursday to Monday if you're feeling extra cheeky.
Thursday to a Monday, a very, very long weekend.
Oh, that is, yeah.
If you've got the annual leave to use. We'd love to send you on a city break to the likes of Budapest, Lisbon, Barcelona or Amsterdam. And it's totally your call if you win this, where you'd like to go. Your flight's in there, 3 nights at a 4-star hotel for two people. And as I said, it's all thanks to Sunway. Great value holidays to amazing destinations. You can book your city break right now at sunway.ie. On to give it a go this morning is Emily. Emily, what are you up to this morning?
So just literally getting ready to head to college now. So
oh, lovely.
What year are you in?
The bags packed. I'm in third year in Paton DCU.
Sure, she's a pro.
Oh, you're in Paton DCU. Is that in Drumcondra?
Yeah, teaching.
Yeah, so, very good.
That's
very
a grand location, isn't it?
It's so handy. Except for the morning, that's the only issue coming from like Collins Avenue. But honest to God, after that, it's great.
And how's it going? Are you enjoying the course?
Yeah, really, really good. Third year, so like you'd want to kind of be enjoying it.
You're starting to knuckle down now. Yeah. Emily.
And have you done your placements and everything already?
No, starting in October.
Okay.
So,
what kind of teacher do you want to be?
So I'm doing PE and maths teaching, secondary school.
Okay, very cool.
Why do PE teachers always also teach maths?
I don't know.
PE and maths as well.
Mine taught Spanish and the other one taught geography. Never did maths.
The dream for you is you're going to get to wear a tracksuit into work every day.
That cool
like
teacher.
That's the reason I'm doing it.
Literally. No, honestly, I'd say that's valid.
It has to be those. Do you remember them Canterbury tracksuits? It has to be them ones. They're the ones that my PE teachers would only wear, the Canterbury
ones.
Remember
how in they were?
Yeah.
It was like 20 pens. Yeah. You literally weren't too. If you didn't wear them.
Yeah, I know.
Remember.
Social reject.
Emily, a city break would sound nice about this time of year, wouldn't it? Where would you like to go? Maybe Budapest, Lisbon, Barcelona, Amsterdam?
Amsterdam sounds fairly appealing. Budapest would be very nice as well.
The baths on a crisp autumn day.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's get you to one of them, shall we? Have you heard this game before?
Yes, I have indeed.
How many seconds go on the clock?
25 seconds.
How many songs are going to play?
Five.
That's it. Get Emily. Guess the five songs and artists in 25 seconds. You win the ultimate city break in either Budapest, Lisbon, Barcelona or Amsterdam. The choice is yours. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist is on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But once you do, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Emily, where are you from?
I'm from Meath.
From Meath. What part?
Colonel Ross,
Dave's Lake Health. Oh, cool. Very nice.
Everybody from me.
Not from Dave's area, because otherwise he'd be like, I know Dave.
Yeah, I've never heard of that place.
You can always tell when Dave doesn't know.
it's down near Cavan, so you probably wouldn't know.
Down near Cavan, lovely.
So you mean near Cavan, maybe.
Up near Cavan.
Up near Cavan.
Love it, Emily. All right, 25 seconds on the clock. Emily from nearly Cavan. Here we go. The best of luck. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Let's go to the beach. Eat. Let's go get a wave.
Stop the clock. Beautiful.
What a tune. Starships, Nicki Minaj. We have 21 seconds left. 4 songs remaining.
Love it. Good start, Emily. Let's go for song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Barefoot and a bottle of wine.
Nile Horan. Stop the clock.
Well done. We just shook our heads at producer Callum there. Thought that was a bit of a hard song.
Very tough song too.
But I was like, oh, Nile, but what's the song?
Well done,
Emily. You're smashing
it. So we have 13.8 seconds left. It goes to 14 seconds and 3 songs to go. This is really good.
Yeah, really, really great start. Let's go for song 3. We're in the middle of it now, Emily. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Remember the feeling of my fingers.
Don't forget my love.
Yeah.
Diplo.
Stop the clock. Yes, Emily.
Oh my God, Emily, you're good.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, catch your breath now. Okay. Catch your breath. Because we're going to have to speed it up a little bit to get this win.
Okay. 6.8 seconds left. So about 7 seconds and 2 songs to go.
The best of luck, Emily. Song 4 on Emma Dave and Ashley's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
And it fills me up and starts to shine. And I see it.
Is it VT?
Did you say Sunlight?
Yeah, Sunlight. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's The Magician and Years and Years.
Years and Years would be the main one of that.
Song.
It's such a tune. I forgot about that one. You have to choose that for a Friday. One more tune
straight away.
That's so good.
That was an exciting game for game 2 of this new round of the Golden Ticket. Well done.
What a player, Emily. Seriously, fair play. Please try again and get back on, Emily, okay?
Thank you.
Have a lovely day in college and best of luck with the rest of your course. Thanks for listening.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. We go again tomorrow. Okay, look, 4 out of 5.
Great
pretty
player.
Good on day
great
two.
Player.
Fantastic. Yeah. Emily did herself proud. She did meet that random area of Meath proud as well.
Here's producer Callum.
I'm not going to be like, I'm going to make this really easy, but this golden ticket, I'm just saying that song one will always be a bit throwbacky.
Okay.
Yeah. We always say that the songs are songs that we play on spin, and it is songs that we do play on spin. But it might just be a little bit older, because I think that might be a bit easier for a song one.
Yeah.
I'm feeling nice.
I'm with you on that one.
Well, we've always said that should be the way, and you've just kind of gone your own way.
Yeah, I do what I want.
Now you've finally seen the light.
Callum Farmer, he does what he wants.
He's not feeling nice. He just succumbed to the pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
We were right the whole time. It's story time.
Yay.
Oh, I love a little story time.
Oh, sexy story time.
I love checking my Instagram archive. You know the way Facebook Memories had their thing, and I've moved on from that now, but Instagram has an archive folder and it shows you what you uploaded on a day however many years ago on the anniversary of that day.
Oh, on your story and stuff.
Exactly. So over the weekend, I noticed something and it reminded me of... Anyway, let's get into it. 2 years ago, over the weekend, I was at a wedding of my friend in Kerry.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
A good friend of mine, a childhood friend, and it was a gorgeous, I remember the weather, they were just so lucky on that day. The weather was stunning. It was absolutely beautiful. And the idea was that they were going to get married outside, so that all worked out grand. They had an indoor option if the rain was to come down, but they were going to get married outside on the grounds of the hotel, and the reception obviously inside. So no messing around, no buses here and there and everywhere, all happening
on
the
gaffs,
right? And the ceremony was gorgeous. It's just really worth remembering before we get going that this was their day. It was their day. A young couple put all their money into this big day for themselves and their family and friends, okay? It was their day.
Okay. Right.
And
okay.
Something's happening.
I know, I'm like, God, no.
The sun was playing ball. Ceremony, idyllic. They were happy. This is my friend. She was glowing. It was just perfect. Everything was going really, really well. And after the ceremony, the party kind of started moving indoors and the couple were being accosted, naturally, for not the official photos, just photos on phones with family and friends, trying to get a picture with the bride or the groom together and families and all that on phones.
For the Facebooks.
For the Fatchy books.
Yeah, no. So this was all happening inside. I got my picture with my pal and with the couple and all the rest, and I was just kind of standing watching and helping out where I could, fixing dresses and things as the photos were going on.
So is this like pre-reception?
This is exactly hanging on for the reception inside, right? But because the weather was so nice, a good gang of the party hung out outside while these photos were going on before the reception. So naturally people were out in the sun having a drink, chilling out and all the rest. So I'd say that these photos went on for about 20 minutes. Okay, so I was being the loyal
friend. Reasonable length of time.
Inside, if the mother, the bride needed anything, if anyone needed anything, I was there waiting, hands on deck. Then.
Oh God.
The atmosphere in the room changed very quickly. It went from lovey-dovey pictures to stress and the bride needing to get out of that situation where she was as soon as possible. She glanced at me. There was bridesmaids kind of looking to see what the story was, and she was obviously trying to remain composed. Meet me in the toilet.
Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps. A streaker.
It's like a Netflix documentary.
Yeah.
We got into the toilet and got into privacy and I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "One of the groomsmen. In fact, the best man, I'm not even lying, everything about the story, like, it was the best man. Outside in the sunshine, while these photos were going on inside, got down on one knee."
No!
"And proposed to his long-term girlfriend."
The best man!
I also forgot to mention two key things about the story. Two women showed up to the wedding wearing white dresses.
Oh.
One of these women,
witches,
was the woman who was proposed to.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, she knew. What?
She knew.
Why would you do that at a wedding?
It was planned to a T, and it turns out he wants to do it while all the family were together.
Oh.
I love it.
Now, Dave.
Save a bit of money.
Oh my God.
Now, to say that this caused stress. Look, this is your day. This is your day. The worst thing you can do is show a reaction. Just carry on. It's your day.
It's hard as well because she doesn't want to look like mean because they've just gotten engaged.
Yeah, but you're not in a position right there and then to go out and say congratulations, are you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you're stealing the thunder a little bit.
You're not going to walk out and say congratulations to the newly engaged couple.
I've just spent about 20 grand on this day, thanks.
It's my day and I'm crying now. You've upset me, like you've embarrassed me, kind of.
Yeah.
And the worst thing also hanging over everyone's head was, this was the best man. Yeah. He had a speech to make later.
Oh.
What was he going to say in his speech?
Imagine he made the speech all about his fiance.
And that was the concern. If you're going to be ballsy enough and rude enough to get down on one knee at the reception of, you're the best man for this fella.
What are you going to do with wedding, the speech?
I mean, sure, all odds. Who knows what you're going to do during your speech?
Oh, my God.
With that in mind, I want to know on the show this morning, because this honestly rocked me. I think I woke up like 3 mornings in a row after that going, I can't believe he proposed at the reception of our wedding.
Is that not a thing that people do, though?
I don't think so.
Jesus, Dave, let's just get that out of you now. No. It's not a thing that people do.
I was going to do it at your wedding.
No, Dave, it's their day. So with that in mind, I want to know this morning on 087-711-1038, your voice notes welcome, and anonymity is obviously going to be granted here as well. If you want to be anonymous, you can be, of course. But let me know. Let us know. Let everyone know. What is the most scandalous thing that's happened at a wedding you've been at?
Okay? Oh, I'd say there are some scandals out there.
Because honestly, I don't know if you can top that.
That is top tier.
Yeah.
This is your chance to like get that story off your chest.
Yeah, this is the time. Yes. We will give you full anonymity if you like.
Yes, just make it clear in the text or in the WhatsApp if you want to be anonymous or not. What is the most scandalous thing that's happened to you at a wedding you've been at? The groomsman getting down on one knee outside and the bride just going from the happiest girl in the world to the most stressed girl in the world. I'll never forget it. It was horrible. Anyway.
Did he do an all right speech in the end?
Yeah, he didn't mention it. I think he knew from the daggers he was getting around the room.
Did the groom care?
Just move on. Yeah, the groom was upset. Yeah.
Okay.
But I was at my friend's wedding a couple of years ago, got the notification on the memory of it a couple of years ago. It was in Kerry. And just after the ceremony, moving inside before the reception, it was a lovely day. So a lot of the gang were waiting outside naturally in the sunshine. And just like that, the bloody best man got down on one knee and proposed, right? Shocking.
Shocking.
Shocking, shocking, shocking.
And Dave had the audacity to ask, was that bad?
Yeah.
I don't really get it, but okay. Like,
let's just make it really clear, Dave, that do not propose at someone else's wedding, okay?
After today, I will never be proposing ever.
And don't announce you're pregnant at a baby shower. These are the things you don't do.
Oh, okay.
You just wait your moment.
Wait your turn. Yeah,
I don't really
moment.
Know weddings. I've never been to a wedding. Going to my first wedding soon, but I do know that would be wrong.
So, like, don't take your newborn baby to a christening and then dunk it in. Is that the same kind
Correct.
Of... Is that the same vibe? Okay. Just while you're here.
Get this done.
We're all learning right. things.
The today. Question this morning, what is the most scandalous thing that's happened at a wedding you've been at? What is the most scandalous thing that's happened at a wedding you've been at? If you want to remain anonymous, you absolutely can be. 087-711-1038. Just let us know.
Do you know what? I'm going to have to fire up the AI voice changer because we're getting some, like, stonker texts coming through.
Oh, interesting.
But they're all starting with...
Anonymous.
Keep me anonymous.
Ooh, so I do love a bit of that.
The old Google Translate voice will be fired up and they will be telling this story.
Beautiful.
Amazing. Okay, get in touch. Let us know.
Recharged.
We're asking this morning on 087-711-1038, what is the most scandalous thing that's happened at a wedding you've been at? And I do think you listening and us three need to strap ourselves in for what's to come
I
here.
Am so excited.
Naturally, a lot of these people want to remain anonymous. So producer Callum has used the trusty voice of Google Translate to read these messages back to us. Okay?
Excellent.
That's the level we're at. Let us begin.
My cousin was shifting two different girls at my wedding and then started mixing their names up. So they both knew. Breakfast was awkward. He also had a fiance at home.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Sorry, these Google Translate things are amazing. It's so clear.
Yeah. This is a voice note, but the voice has been altered because of the story that we're about to get, apparently.
Today, my wedding, my daughter and her friends, I invited her to bring 4 friends with her. They were all 15, 16. And a friend of mine went around the wedding with a cup in her hand asking all the guests for money for the friends, for my daughter and her friends, so they could have the day in an adventure centre the next day. And she just kept going up to people, like, from both sides of the family who she didn't know, shaking the cup going, come on, give them all some money. Like, I was mortified.
What the hell?
So weird.
Someone going around looking for money.
I thought it was going to be for like the thank yous. You know that thing where you put a fiver in the cup and every time there's a thank you, you move the cup and whoever lands on the last thank you gets the fiver.
Essentially, was just robbing money from people. Yeah. That's not ideal.
Go on, they need to go to the Adventure Centre. They're going to Fantasia tomorrow. Go on.
Louise is happy enough to chat with us this morning. Louise, the most scandalous thing that's happened at a wedding you've been at?
I used to work in hotels in event management.
Oh, brilliant.
So I got lots of
I saw lots of weddings with really dodgy stuff, but the
love
best
it.
One was a bride and groom coming in. They were to do like their sample menu to taste it, and they kept putting us off and putting us off. And eventually they came in like the week of their wedding to try out the menus. The bride was really, really quiet. I mean, really shy, like overly shy. And anyhow, the day of the wedding comes around, and a completely different girl walked in with the groom.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah, yeah. Very similar looking, but definitely a different girl. She's taller. She's a bigger girl. She had a deep voice. She's completely
hell?
Different to the girl that I met.
What the?
And I actually had my general manager and my deputy general manager had seen them the day of the taster, and they were looking at me going, who the hell is this girl? Because that's not the girl that we met last week.
Well, I can't even understand what happened there.
Oh my God, what was going on?
I don't understand.
Like,
well, we reckoned that she was on parole for the day.
So wait, the one who actually arrived on the wedding day was out on parole for the day.
The
wedding.
But couldn't come for the taster.
So who was the other one?
Somebody who looked very similar to her coming in for the taster.
Oh,
that is
too good.
That's amazing.
That is fantastic.
I want you to stay on and tell us like five more stories.
Thank you, Louise.
I could tell you stories about brides and grooms getting into fights and bridesmaids chucking brides out the back window of buses and stuff.
Oh my God. Louise, thank you for that.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, come on. Let's do this.
I need to know what that hotel is. I need that as a venue for my wedding. There's been so much history in this place.
Have Louise keep an eye on
things. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what is the most scandalous thing that's happened at a wedding you've been at? 087 711 1038. We can, of course, keep you anonymous this morning. Here's Calvin
Harris. She was on parole.
Sam Smith at Spin. We're asking this morning on 087 711 1038. What is the most scandalous thing that's happened at a wedding you've been at? Naturally, lots of people who are kindly sharing their stories this morning would like to remain anonymous. And with that in mind, in case things sound funny, we have enlisted our trusty pal, Google Translate man and woman.
Love it.
To read your text out for us. All right?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, again, we don't know what's to come here. Let's strap ourselves in.
At a wedding I attended, there was a girl who we all knew had a crush on the groom a long time. She's made passes before that he shut down, and we assumed at the wedding she wouldn't have tried to make a move. Well, sure didn't she keep talking about the groom's body, how good it looked in the suit, touching his muscles, etc., and then interrupted the speech being made by the bride's family. Worst thing is, she didn't tell her longtime partner about the wedding, and he was invited too.
Oh my God. Why was she there?
Wow.
Like, why the hell is she there?
Ew, talking about his body. What a weirdo.
And it sounds even creepier in that Google Translate.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Bridget Jones movie.
Just in love with the groom
who's getting married. Maybe just don't go and don't hurt yourself.
Oh, God.
Okay, this has been in. It's come in as well.
Gonna be honest. Took about 2 years for the penny to drop. And one day I turned to the husband and...
You okay? That's all right. Okay, okay.
We'll come back to that.
However, for now, we there's a particular warning on this one, so let's just see how this goes.
I slept with the bride the night before the wedding and the night after. Not my proudest moment, but they are still married today with two kids.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Please be trolling us. That's not good!
Oh my God!
Absolutely shocking.
I'm not going to be able to walk around town later on without going, is it you? Is it you?
Shall we play the song? Come back to that, Callum.
Yeah,
okay, perfect.
Oh
okay.
My God.
More scandal
That's
on the way.
Shocking.
Oh, it's
first,
so bad.
Jungkook and Lasso. This is Seven Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
What's the most scandalous thing that's happened at a wedding you've been at?
The weddings I've been at have been boring now. Like, no offense, I love yous all that you've invited me to a wedding, but your weddings are nothing on these.
I've never been to one, so I've got very high expectations for a bit of drama.
Naturally, everyone getting in touch this morning, I'd say 99% of people have asked to remain anonymous. So with that in mind, in case it sounds a bit funny, this is the Google Translate voice reading your WhatsApps.
My brother-in-law announced his new girlfriend was pregnant at our wedding.
Oh.
Gonna be honest, took about 2 years for the penny to drop, and one day I turned to the husband and said that was actually really rude. He says I'm more shocked it took you this long to cop on.
For her to cop on that it was rude.
Yeah,
she must be very forgiving.
But also, not really. She kind of holds a grudge without knowing she's been holding a grudge.
Yeah, yeah.
2 years later, she's like, by the way, that was rude.
And your man's like, yeah, I know, it was rude.
Okay, I think we're going to leave it there because it's just a bit too scandalous, isn't it?
I love it.
Okay.
I absolutely love
it. Well, fair play for everyone telling their stories this morning.
We appreciate it.
Spins fully charged with now.
Make some noise!
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Yes, indeed. We are on and we are here. We're Emma, Dave and Ashling on Spin, just 4 minutes after nine on Tuesday, 19th of September. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Morning. Bit of body talk. You know the way when you're a teenager, you get little pimples and all on your face and you kind of get acne or whatever. And actually, when you're an adult too, sometimes you get them and you're like, hello, sorry. I forgot I was still 15.
Yeah, I still get my monthly period spot.
Do you?
Every single month.
In the same spot?
It'll pop up maybe, never really on my forehead, more so around my chin or around my mouth or maybe on my nose, but there's always
That's
a period
so
spot once a month. Yeah.
Well,
and just when it clears up, it's time to go again.
Yahoo! The joys. Maybe this is a period spot, but it is a spot nonetheless. I've got a little pimple on the bottom of my thumb.
The bottom of your thumb?
Like on my hand. And I just wonder, why, God? Why? Why do I have a pimple on my hand? And am I about to get hand acne? Hand acne.
Can I see?
I've got a little pimple there on my hand.
It's a funny place for
it's a cut or a bite.
Do you ever get a spot in a weird place and it's like way sorer than a normal spot?
Yeah.
Well, Ashling, you know, and it wasn't a spot, but in terms of a sting where I got stung when we were together a few weeks ago at Electric Picnic.
Yes, you did.
You got stung somewhere,
and I got a nettle sting.
Oh, yeah,
in a place. She shouldn't have ever gotten nettle sting.
I'll be open, I went somewhere very private to have a little wee, and it was outside.
The bathroom.
As in, not the bathroom.
As in the Wild West.
As in lots of nettles. And I had to dock leaf my bum.
She did.
That's some Bear Grylls stuff right there.
It really is. It was a hardcore weekend.
And do you know what the worst part is?
That wasn't the worst part.
Well, we woke up and chatted to our neighbours the next morning, and obviously I came back going like, lads, I got stung by a nettle on my bum. And the neighbours heard and said, did you get sore with that dock leaf last night? How embarrassing.
I love
embarrassing.
That.
So if there's any dermatologists dealing specifically with hand acne, let me know.
Like, wow. What do you put cleanser and toner on your thumb?
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot to do my peel. My thumb peel.
Dave's lost.
It's tiny. It looks like
sore.
A little cut.
Yeah.
Is it sore?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a teenager of the hand.
Always the littlest cuts and the littlest bruises, they're the sore.
They are.
I think.
Let's hit it.
This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Swaptember.
Switch it up now.
This is Swaptember. It's where me, Emma and Aisling all change lives for the month of September. I'm not even calling it September anymore. It's getting confusing. I'm just calling it Swaptember from now on. But last week, I think me and Ash got a pretty raw deal. I was had a period simulator and Aisling had to wear a wig and like tattoos and things like that.
Because you were trying to get to know my body.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. So this week, it's all about me. Me. So I thought I would make Emma and Aisling live Dave's dream day in 24 hours.
Okay.
So that means football. That means takeaways. And that means a hell of a lot of PlayStation.
It honestly just sounds like your average Saturday. But the problem is, we're not allowed to go home on Thursday after the show. We must stay in an isolated room in the building on a YouTube live stream being watched like Big Brother.
Another I love the way you keep saying this in such a negative way. It sounds like so much fun.
I would like to go home.
It does sound like fun. The fact that we're in the office for the full 24 hours is not my preference. And also the fact that one of us has to at all times be playing the game, therefore not sleeping another issue.
The Swaptember budget did not cover the hotel, okay? it went to the PlayStation.
Well, I guess Dave gets literally like 4 hours sleep a night before the show anyway.
Exactly.
So it really is, in the spirit of things, accurate. Right?
So I'm going to have to figure out shifts, Ash, I'd say. Like 3 hours.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe an hour on, hour off. We're going to have a broken sleep, I'd
say. Yeah, we're going to have to make the schedule.
Wake up. We all at all times need to have a PlayStation controller in our hands trying to complete this game by the time we get back on air. Or no, 9 o'clock, isn't it, on a Friday morning?
Yeah. So I've been asking, what games should Emma and Aisling play?
Okay, there's been a huge amount of suggestions on this. Let's start with Carl.
I think they should try go full season on FIFA unbeaten. The Premier League on world class with a lower start.
On world class. I love that.
I once scored a goal with a pass button on FIFA.
I remember you made me tell that to KSI. I remember that. Joe, what game should Emma and Aisling play?
I think they should play the Resident Evil 4 remake.
Okay.
I think it came out on PlayStation 4, but it's on the PlayStation 5 as well.
So you want them to be in that in that room for at least 48 hours
and
still not complete the game?
Oh, really?
No, no. Is that scary?
If they got good at it, they could do it in about 15 hours.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
We have a few days to practice.
You could speed run it, Jay. That's
God, I never knew all the gamers in Dublin were so evil.
Joe, I love this.
I was more thinking screams at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. A scary game. We could do without that. Okay, Joe, thanks for your suggestion.
No problem.
Bye-bye. What I really don't like, and I must make this clear, is violence. I don't want to shoot anybody. I don't want blood and guts.
I think it's a given that we're going to be shooting
people. Didn't want to wear a period simulator, but I mean, here we are. You know what I mean? I live your life, you live my life. I love shooting people, so, you know.
On the PlayStation. Make that clear. Amanda, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're hoping because you're a lady, you're going to be nicer to us with your suggestion. What video game do you think Aisling and I should be taking on Thursday?
I think it has to be Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Amanda, what the hell?
I love that idea.
It's one of the games I would never play. I absolutely can't stand it. So I definitely had to put that out.
Mean.
I love it, Amanda. Are you a gamer girl yourself?
No, I'm not.
No?
So I'm completely like on the same team as them two. So that would be my worst game.
Worst nightmare.
Good to know.
You are evil, Amanda.
We'll write it down, Amanda. Thank you so much for your suggestion.
No problem at all.
See you, Amanda. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Rebecca. Come on. Something nice.
Hi, guys. I think Emma and Aisling should play Crash Bandicoot. Definitely Crash Bandicoot.
Yes! That's a good one. Yeah. I loved Crash Bandicoot when I was a kid. I only ever played PlayStation at my cousin's house when I was like 11. I'm not really a pro, but Crash Bandicoot I think I'm good at.
You talk a big game with Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I do. This is Trish.
I think the girls should play A Way Out because that is definitely something you can finish all together in 24 hours. So it's a game when you're two guys who are trying to get out of prison and find a way to clear their name. If you're looking for something that's co-op and finishable pretty quickly, I think that would be a perfect
finishable
one.
Is a good thing.
That sounds quite fun. Nice little storyline.
Yeah, and you just play together as
and
well.
And just to add, we've no idea what's ahead of us in terms of some kind of a forfeit if we don't get this game completed before 9 o'clock on Friday morning. How are you, John?
How are you doing?
What's the crack? John, what game should Aisling and I be playing on Thursday?
Well, there's a couple. Last of Us.
The Last of Us is a really good shout, but I don't think they've completed it in 24 hours. That's the only thing.
I played a bit of The Last of Us once and it took me like 15 goes to even shoot one person.
That's not a great start.
I don't like shooting people on those games.
There is another one that's a really good one. It's called Outlast.
Oh yeah, I've heard of this one. I haven't played that myself though. What's it about?
It's a horror one.
Oh, we're going to be playing this through the night.
It'd be very good.
In an abandoned office.
I was also thinking of one, John. What do you think of them playing Fall Guys?
Fall Guys would be very good.
Wouldn't it? And they just have to win a crown. Yeah. I think that'd be doable, but it would take
them
a couple
easier.
Hours.
Can we do anything that isn't violent and isn't scary? Are there any nice games?
I don't like that.
Is it all about shooting each other? I don't like that.
Fall Guys, I think Emma would love Fall Guys.
Fall Guys, you'd love Fall Guys.
I love Fall Guys
myself. There's clouds and stuff in Fall Guys.
Yeah, there's everything. You'd love Fall
Guys. There's clouds and stuff.
Yeah, it's all clouds and nice things.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, John, your suggestion is in the pot. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
No worries. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Oh my God, the gamers are absolutely blowing up the phone. Who knew they took a break from that, the toggles?
The buttons.
We have more suggestions than we have to do our shortlist on what game Ash and I will play on Thursday, so more in a sec.
Let's hit it.
This is Emma Dave and Aisling's Swaptember.
Switch it up now. So this Thursday, it all kicks off at 9 a.m. Emma and Aisling are going to be locked away in the studio upstairs for 24 hours where we just stop going. You get to play video games, eat takeaway and watch football. It sounds like honestly amazing. It's my dream day.
My bet.
So we have been asking you suggestions for what PlayStation games the girls should play, because keep in mind they need to complete it within 24 hours. Otherwise, there will be a punishment.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to this now. And also, who knew there were so many games? We're being inundated with game suggestions here. So far on the list, we've got that we have to complete a full season on FIFA. World class or something. Yeah. Got Resident Evil, Call of Duty or COD, as the gamers know.
COD, yeah. Not COD, just COD, yeah.
We're getting there, Aisling. We're getting there.
COD, as the gamers call it. They don't.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yes, please.
A Way Out or The Last of Us.
I have to say as well, you're saying Crash Bandicoot. Is Crash Bandicoot. Coot.
But he's so Coot. Cute. Here's Craig.
I'm currently having a mess around with Dead Space. Quite scary as well, so that'd be a bit of crack to see them play that, because they'd be just bricking themselves the whole time.
Emma just very quietly said, no.
I do not want to be locked in the office in an abandoned building all night playing a scary game.
Abandoned building? Where do you think
we
work?
There is a security man.
Yeah. Let's just make that clear. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We will have security.
We work in a derelict building.
Anne is standing by. What should we go for, Anne?
Oh, I think you should do Lego Harry Potter.
Oh, yes.
Lego Harry Potter.
Oh, Anne, that's a great suggestion.
A game for four-year-olds, Anne. Really?
I played Lego Harry Potter back in my day. Bit of Wingardium Leviosa never hurt anyone.
They're going to be done in 6 hours.
It's a long old time to play it, so yeah. I think it's a good game.
You see, Anne, we wouldn't mind getting some sleep at some point overnight. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Thanks, Anne.
No problem.
See you, Anne. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. This is Mark standing by as well. What do you suggest, Mark?
I think you should play Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart on the PlayStation.
Oh, you see, Rift Apart is only on the PlayStation 5 and I don't have one of them. But I would also love to do that. That's sounds like a fantastic
oh
idea.
Ratchet and Clank, yeah, I like them.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Little lads,
a pretty player friendly game. It doesn't really matter who's playing them, you should have fun playing it.
Okay. Oh, and it'd be easy enough for us to complete, wouldn't it, Mark?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if you're playing it for 24 hours straight, most definitely.
You are a nice man, Mark. Thank you for that suggestion.
Do you think Dave's September ideas really mean?
No, I think it sounds ideal. Sit in a room and just play PlayStation for 24 hours, watch football and
takeaways, eat PlayStation takeaway, football. Definitely. Honestly, the dream.
Mark, thanks so much for your suggestion.
No problem at all. Thanks for the call, guys.
See you, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, bye. And here is Sean.
You should make them play Gran Turismo do the licences. Whoever does the least amount of licences has to do a forfeit at the end of the challenge or something.
I don't even know what that is, but
I'll do a licence. No problem.
Yeah. Having a clue.
Okay, I've got the definitive list here.
I'll do a licence.
I can't believe you've never heard of Cratchit and Clank, by the way. That's ridiculous.
Okay, we'll go through the options one more time and I promise to get them all right in gamer speak. A full season of FIFA. Resident Evil, COD, Call of Duty, Crash Bandicoot, A Way Out, The Last of Them, Dead Space, Lego Harry Potter, Ratchet and Clank, and Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo.
So that's our options.
That's some good options, but I'm going to compile a little short list.
Right.
And we're going to do that next.
Okay, stick around for that. And then I believe this is going to be an Instagram vote,
yeah? That's it.
And you listening can pick our destiny on Thursday.
Let's hit it.
This is Emma Dave and Aisling's Swap Timber.
Switch it up now. It's Thursday at 9 a.m. It kicks off 24-hour live stream on YouTube. Emma and Ash are going to be locked away in a studio up on the fifth floor in this building, and they are going to be living Dave's dream day because this is Swaptember, where we all swap lives.
I didn't realise you like being locked away on the fifth floor for your dream day.
I just like being locked around in my room. It's the dream for me.
I'd rather go to your room, to be honest.
Would you? Okay.
As in with you.
I would not stay in the building.
With you not in it, I meant. There's a bed there.
I'm all frazzled now.
Get over it. I didn't mean it like that.
So they are going to be playing PlayStation. They're going to be eating takeaway. They're going to be watching football. It's Dave's dream day. They're going to have an absolute ball of a time. They don't think so yet, but they will. So we have had a massive list of video games that Emma and Aisling need to complete within 24 hours. Okay, you need to complete one of these games. I've compiled that that long list down to four options. Okay, which you can vote for on our Instagram right now at official spin 1038. Okay,
how did we pick the short list? You just chose your favorites.
I just chose what ones I think would be really good for the YouTube stream.
It's your day.
You know what I mean? Because you also get to see you playing it. I think it'll be fun. It's your day.
It's your day, darling.
So the four choices are Amanda. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
That's a
classic one. Mark, Ratchet and Clank.
Okay, Ratchet and Clank made it.
John, The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And Rebecca, Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, go on, Rebecca. Yes, that's my girl. I love a bit of Crash Bandy.
You can go over to official Spin 1038 on Instagram right now. Vote for that game, either Call of Duty, Ratchet and Clank, Last of Us and Crash Bandicoot. Whichever game is chosen, that person who picked that game that you should play is going to win a €50 Just Eat voucher, because they're offering free delivery on selected Dublin restaurants until October 8th.
Class.
So Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Ratchet and Clank, Last of Us or Crash Bandicoot. Go to official Spin103 on Instagram right now and vote for the game that Emma and Ashling should play and complete within 24 hours.
What do you think we should play?
I think you should play, I would like to see you play Ratchet and Clank, because also if you need help, I'd like to go and play that.
And what do you think is the easiest game? So that will be the one I vote for.
The easiest, I think, will be Crash Bandicoot.
I will vote for Crash Bandicoot.
I am here. I'm on the poll. It's live in our Instagram story at official Spin1038. I'm not rigging it. I'm just.
She only gets one voice.
We have one vote in this democracy. This is a democracy.
All I'm saying is the votes are coming in thick and fast at official Spin1038 right now. They're updating every 2 seconds and currently in the lead with 16 votes. And it's only gone live. Is Crash Bandicoot at 42%?
No, I don't want that to be chosen.
Ratchet and Clank is losing at 11%.
Okay.
Look, the vote is yours. This is a democracy. And the vote will remain live until, am I right, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning?
9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, right, okay. I actually keep waking up overnight with, like, I have to stay in the building on Thursday night. And honestly, one for the books yesterday and one foot in the rave. Rory was in touch, right? It was Monday. It was the first day. And you know how this works if you're new to this game. One foot in the rave is a game where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance song.
Tiny 0.2 seconds.
Just a little, like,
literally, that's it. And you try to identify that dance song. You know, sometimes it just comes to you and you nail it and you kill it. So basically on day one, we kick off with the tiniest clip. And as Dave always says, currently on the show are IMC Cinema Passes. We start off with 10 IMC Cinema Passes for the taking.
And we think there's no way anyone's going to get
No, it. Not a chance.
You, Sir Callum, was sweating.
We want to ideally give away 4.
You know what I mean? Because that's how much we've allotted for the game, really. Yeah.
But yesterday, on day one, that tiny snippet was played. Rory came on and guessed the song correctly, in case you're wondering. It was The Business by Tiesto.
Yes.
That was the song, and he had it from this tiny little snippet. Anyway, unreal. He's gone off now to the cinema. IMC will be sick looking at him.
Yeah.
Because he's got 10 cinema passes. So we relaunched today with a new tiny little snippet. Can you be as impressive as Rory? We haven't heard this clip. You haven't either. Here it is. Listen closely. What is this dance song? 10 IMC cinema passes on the line.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Get me in the clue.
Honestly,
say that again.
I feel like Emma just dropped her phone on the mic or something.
Oh, that's nasty, Callum.
Oh, I think that's good though.
It's good, but you know what?
Because there's
heavy.
There's something in it. It goes from dum bum. Like, yeah. It's a two-parter, which I like.
Do you know what we said yesterday? It's good to enter and rule guesses out.
Exactly.
Even if you're not correct, we will then tell you if you're not correct. And then you know that it's not that one.
But yeah. You know, if this goes today and you have another 10 IMC cinemas passes to go,
then
to
we're
someone,
not playing tomorrow.
But you'll have to do, like, you'll honestly have to do, like, a recurring payment, like just two a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like
we'll
two
pay
a month.
You an installment.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have them.
Do you know what we'll do tomorrow? If we get 10 IMC cinema passes to go today, the prize will be a euro and I'll revolute you.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a listen again. Ooh, what is that song? Rave in a WhatsApp to enter to play. That's Rave in a WhatsApp to enter to play for 10 IMC cinema passes. One more time. Anything coming to you, lads?
Something's on the tip of my the tip of my eardrum, as they say.
As they say.
But I can't think of
tip of my eardrum, as they say.
It's not this song, by the way.
No. 087-711-1038, the word rave, please. Jay, what's the crack? What do you think?
Good, how are you?
Good. Come here, Jay. Here's the clip. What's that song?
I think it's Swan Dew Project and Must Be a Reason.
Ooh, must be a reason why I'm king in my castle. Every time we play this, I'm like, that's a bloody great song every time.
Unfortunately,
I'm trying to think of it.
It's not that, Jay. I'm so sorry. But thank
it.
You so much for giving it a go. That's
good guess, Jay.
Now.
Yeah, keep playing in case it's not one.
No problem. Bye.
See you, Jay.
We're calling you now, Gabriel. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Emma, Dave and Ashling. Gabriel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, can't complain. Okay, here's the clip. What's the song?
It sounds like Undercover Miner by Two Door Cinema Club.
Ooh, tune. I love Two Door Cinema Club.
God, they haven't been around for a while.
What song did you say it was?
Undercover Martyr.
Oh. Undercover Martyr.
I'm afraid it's not, but Jesus, thanks
Callum
so much, Gabriel.
His head.
Thank you.
Gabriel, really, really good.
No
good show. Keep playing, you never know.
We move. All right, Breida, giving you a shout now. Your number ends in 26.
Hello?
Breida, here's the clip. What do you think the song is?
Is it Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars?
Oh, great shout. Because, you know, the way it goes, you might sound easy, what I'm about to say. I'm afraid it's not so brief.
That's not Uptown Funk. That's Pharrell Williams and Happy.
Damn it. it's, anyway, Breda, it's not that, but thanks, Mill, for giving it a go. And you never know, we play on tomorrow.
No problem. Thanks,
Ian. Bye-bye.
See you, Breda.
Bye. Okay, so unsuccessful on day one.
Yes. Yeah. Can I be so bold as to ask if we could have a little sneak preview of tomorrow's
trip? It's really earworming you now, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
I really just
want to
really
know.
Need to hear a little bit more.
Okay, so here's a little bit of a longer clip that is worth 8 cinema passes to you tomorrow, okay? It sounds like this.
Interesting.
A tiny little tail in the end.
We play again after 9:30 tomorrow here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.